On the show today, we have Anacom's Stacy Zuniga talking about how to bring affordable artificial intelligence to smaller financial institutions. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Stacy Zuniga from Anacom. How are you, Stacy?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Glad to have you on the show. We're talking about artificial intelligence, bringing that to smaller financial institutions, and your partnership with a company called Clink, who is helping you guys do all that type of stuff. So before we dive into a little bit deeper, can you tell us more about this partnership with Clink, and then how it brings artificial intelligence to smaller credit unions or credit unions and banks and all this type of stuff out there?
Absolutely. So Anacom had already started down the path of doing their own application for Alexa and Google Home. Okay. And those virtual assistants. Then we went out to the market to see what's available, who's doing what. We ran across Clink months and months ago and began a dialogue with them about potentially leveraging their artificial intelligence in our applications and our skills, for example, is what they call it on Alexa. In the meantime, Clink has been very successful. Don't know if you know, but they power USAA's.
They do.
Yes, their Alexa application.
Okay.
Which is great. I mean, their technology is wonderful. It's very powerful in terms of natural language processing and understanding what users really want when they ask for something via either Alexa or even a chatbot.
Mm-hmm.
But you pay for that type of technology, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
USAA has, you know, they're an $80 billion financial institution. And in the roughly 12,000 financial institutions in the U.S., over 10,000 are under $1 billion in assets.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? There's a huge disparity there,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And so our goal was to talk to Clink, work around an agreement between us where we could actually take on those smaller institutions for them, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, USAA has the luxury of owning their own data, having access to it, and be able to integrate these types of technologies on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller institutions with $1 billion in assets and below, they're tied into other providers who manage their data for them,
right?
And third-party providers for their services. And so it's not as readily available to integrate to things like AI for Clink, right? Anacom has been doing that for 30 years in terms of integrating for voice services to those different core providers, mm-hmm, over the years and reintegrating. So we know about the scalability issues. We know about the complexity of what it takes to tie into a large group of smaller institutions who frankly need a lot more help because they don't have the large technical resource or staffing that a USAA or other larger institutions would have. So complexity and resources are the reasons why it's difficult to deliver these types of services to the community financial institutions unless you're a company like Anacom. So that's where the magic happens, right? We have the ability to reach these institutions, install these institutions, support these institutions, not just technology-wise, but also through on the business side of the relationship and marketing side of the relationship, mm-hmm, to educate users, things like that. We're there to help them.
Okay.
And we've done that for years. And then Clink can focus on artificial intelligence, natural language processing,
mm-hmm,
all the what they call the components of their technology that are done in ways where they learn certain competencies, right? So retail banking competency, a competency for wealth management, a competency for insurance. Mm-hmm. They're expanding these competencies in the financial realm, and that's what they can focus on, while we focus on the other side of the equation, which is the plumbing. Getting these institutions plugged in, getting them up and running, getting their users educated and the market educated so they can get adoption from,
mm-hmm,
it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because without that, it won't go anywhere. So that's where the magic, where the hand in glove issue, that's where it works together really well.
And now when we're talking artificial intelligence, to a lot of people, this is still science fiction. And when you think science fiction, you think a lot of money. So how are you guys making it, and how are you partnering with Clink? How's the partnership make it affordable for these smaller financial institutions who are under $1 billion?
Yeah, it's not rocket science on that side. I mean, it doesn't take AI to figure that out. Basically, you know, Clink has a certain model where they go to market, and there's certain ways they want to charge for their services, for their technology. And Intercom's got the ability to take that on and then offer it as software as a service to smaller institutions.
Gotcha. Okay.
Rather than having to, you know, again, USAA, I believe they, 80 billion, I believe they have 12 million people, right, as users.
That's amazing.
And so when you talk to them, it's a different model. You know, it's a different type of agreement. For an institution that's got $100 million in assets and 10,000 users, how can they afford the same technology? Mm-hmm. Well, we can take it on and commit to larger amounts or larger volumes and then be able to sell it to them in smaller slices.
Gotcha. Okay. Right? That makes sense.
So it's all software as a service subscription-based model.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. It's like, okay, it's got to be a volume type of thing. So why is this kind of getting, kind of looking at a 64,000 foot level picture here, why is this so important today that that folks have artificial intelligence, and especially for the smaller institutions out there?
It's the same reason why mobile was important in 2008.
Okay.
So it's only been 10 years since the iPhone was introduced, right?
Yeah.
It feels like a long time ago, but it wasn't. It's only been 10 years. And so in that time, in 2008, when the App Store was introduced, you got on board or you didn't. And if you didn't, by the time you made the decision to get on board, you're in line waiting.
You got
First of all, you have to go through and say, who's the best provider for these services?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you find the best provider, well, get on the schedule because we're going to implement you when we can get to you. Because
right.
Typically they're tied to their core providers when they do this, right? Yeah. That was back 2008 and 2009 and 10. Today, core providers are opening up a bit more, so it's easier for us to do our work,
mm-hmm.
right? At the same time, you don't want history to repeat itself and be sitting on the sidelines for this technology. And the reason I say that is it's not an application anymore. It's just like mobile is not an application.
Right.
Mobile is a channel.
Yeah.
It's a complete channel. And AI is a method where you can maximize the seamlessness and the intelligence of the user experience
mm-hmm.
in this specific channel. And the specific channel I'm talking about, for us, we're very good at voice, right? And so Alexa, Google Home, those are voice channels to us. And we believe that channel is going to be ubiquitous across people's lives. So, for example, Amazon has signed deals with GM. They've signed deals with Volkswagen. They've signed deals with BMW.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put this in the automobile.
All right.
So you don't even have to look at your phone and say, Siri, do something,
right.
or you know whatever application it is that you have, right?
Right.
Or Google, hey, Google. It's going to be in your car, so you can interact with it seamlessly in a safe way.
Perfect.
Now, that's just one example. People are pre-wiring it into their homes. It's going to be in office buildings. Amazon just announced their applications for within the office, within enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just extensions of what I'm talking about, where it says we're basically voice is the most seamless channel for getting access to your data, mm-hmm. getting access to your services.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is bigger than just Alexa.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is bigger than a chatbot. This is bigger than that. This is the seamless channel for end users. And so it's not just about, you know, I've got to have a website or I've got to have a mobile app. It is a channel
right.
for interacting and engaging with folks.
It's exciting. And it's so exciting.
It is. And everyone today expects... And this is something that even the bankers I talk to and credit unions, the managers there who are from a different generation, they're older, right?
Right.
And some of them are younger. But as much as we want to talk about millennials and then this next generation pushing technology, you know, they're the reason why we have all these Alexa dots and things. They're the reason why we have to have a mobile device. They're the reasons why we're using Skype all the time. It's maybe they're pushing the envelope on technology mm-hmm. and pushing that issue because they're in every channel.
Mm-hmm.
But we've all benefited from it. We all have that expectation. We had the expectation of Uber. We had the expectation of Lyft. We had the expectation of not even going to the grocery store anymore. You have the Amazon expectation of things being in your house in 2 days.
Yeah.
That expectation is there. So when it comes to this channel, when it's even more seamless, so it's like Star Trek is here today. Everything mm-hmm. that we've always dreamed about with high-end technology, whether it's in movies or TV shows, it's always been driven by voice. Dick Tracy, Star Trek, Michael Knight, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
It's always been driven by voice. And so we believe, and of course we're biased, we're voice people, but we believe that this channel, thanks to Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Apple, they're opening up this channel to saying, this is how we want to control our lives. This is how we want to have access to our information. I mean, some people focus on entertainment, like music, like that's what Apple's doing right now.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's access to everything. And ultimately, it's going to be the new technologies within this channel that make it even more seamless, make it more secure, make it more personalized. That's what's going to drive the channel.
Gotcha.
And that's what we're focused on.
And that segues my kind of my next to last question here is, what are your goals with this? What are your goals with the partnership and then with voice as well? Because you kind of, I think you kind of alluded to it in your last response, like, this is going to be it. This is, I mean, right now it's still a novelty, but in, you know, 2 or 3 years, it's going to be the norm. So, so what are you, that said, what are your goals?
Well, our goals are, so we want to be, the word's omni-channel, right? Everybody talks about omni-channel. Oh, yeah. So we have online, mobile, you have the IVR, the voice systems on the phone, you have Alexa, which is what we call AI voice banking. You have call centers for the financial institutions. You have the future in the automobiles. You have the future in virtual reality. You have all these different endpoints, right?
Yeah.
Our goal with this relationship, we service all those endpoints in different ways because we're a web services integration company that focuses on the self-service and augmented service model for end users within finance, right?
Yeah.
That's a long way of saying we help people connect with the banks. But ultimately, wherever AI can enhance that endpoint user experience or help us better understand the data on the back end, because we do data analytics as well, wherever that can be helpful and enhance that the value proposition, we are going to place it there. So when we look at our roadmaps and we're looking at the future, obviously, you know, we partner with Clink, we have access to Alexa banking, Google Home banking, chatbot banking. You know, those are straightforward endpoints, right? Those are just user experiences.
Yeah.
But their natural language processing is what's very powerful. They're understanding what people want, and the ability to do the analytics on the back end with transactions is very powerful. We can take their AI and take it across other channels like the IVR itself. There's an experience, and this is a story I tell a lot. There's an experience that I had about 6 months ago when I was home with my wife and my house was broken into.
Oh, no.
And while we were there,
because
we didn't turn on the alarm, right? We didn't turn it on because I was home.
Right.
And something woke me up and I realized, oh, our house is broken. And I got up and they took off, right? I mean, they stole our TV of our den, you know, it's other end of the house.
Right.
And the next day, I called my bank. I won't say what bank it is, but it's a large bank.
Right.
And I got on the menu system because my checks were stolen, right?
Yeah.
Out of our desk. And I can't tell you how many options I had to go through to get to lost or stolen checks, right? That menu system on their IVR. And then I was speaking with someone on the phone and they said, we're so sorry, Mr. Zuniga, let's go ahead and get you set up with our fraud department and over to our fraud department so we can identify what transactions you usually do every month that are legitimate so we can reroute transactions, which I think was strange because they're my bank, they should know, right? Anyway. And that put me on hold for about 30 seconds to this fraud department. And while I was on hold, it said, tired of being on hold? Log into www.blah, blah, 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 blah. And said, I don't have a computer. I just told you my house is broken into, right? this is a long story.
A little disconnect.
I was in a very stressful situation.
Yeah.
And this is the same story I use. This story is used in two ways. One, where are you going to use AI in the future? And I want to talk about our IVR system. And two, is people still use IVR? Do people still use voice? I mean, absolutely they do. It's still the most common touch point in finance than any other, right? And so one, they do use voice. And in this situation, if your house is broken into and you have this, what do? You call, right?
Yeah.
You don't get on your app and try to figure out how do I report.
Oh my gosh, no.
Immediately, right?
Yeah.
Then when you call, instead of going through 12 menu items to try to get to lost and stolen checks, instead of being put on hold and have no context to why I'm on hold, it should simply be a system where it says, it recognizes who I am, confirms who I am, and says, what can I do for you? Mm-hmm. And I say, my house is broken, I need to talk to someone.
Right.
And it immediately knows what I mean. or someone else can say, I've been robbed. Someone else can say, I've been burglarized. Mm-hmm. All these different things, mm-hmm. these different ways of saying the same thing. And when you have real good AI, it's not a system that you have to code in all these words that, that people use. That's an IVR, an old menued IVR system, right? Mm-hmm. When you have good AI, it learns from the crowd of users that are using it what you mean by I was robbed, I was burglarized, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You have a starting point, but it learns over time. It learns on its own.
Yeah.
And so it can be a universal solution. And so where we're going with it is taking it from Alexa and taking it from chatbot and online and mobile apps and transforming it into an IVR solution for ourselves so that we can have a more seamless IVR, a more intelligent IVR.
Mm-hmm.
Our IVR is very advanced, but this just makes the user experience even more seamless.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then taking it into the automobile, taking it into call centers so that not only can we service the customer better, but we can service the call center user better.
No doubt.
Right? Because yeah. our marriage with, say marriage, with our technology is they have a front-end technology that's just amazing. But their technology, it's so good, to maximize its usefulness, to maximize its intelligence, you have to give it data. The more data it has, the more
the better it'll be.
And the more seamless it'll be. Today, they focus on transactional data with USAA, right?
Mm-hmm.
We, on the other hand, we've always focused on behavioral data and activity data. So we look at things like on the IVR to help prevent things like fraud and things. We look at every session, all the data. What did they ask for? What did we give them?
Mm-hmm.
We tied into this provider. What did they give us back to give that user, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these things. And it's essential for us so we can keep track of what's happening with users. That data is something that's unique that we track. Larger institutions, whether it's a Chase or a Citi, Wells Fargo, whomever, I'm sure they're doing the same thing, but yeah. they have huge expensive systems to do that. We built our own, and we're doing it for community financial institutions. So now you have the on the top, on the front. You have all the different channels of technology where a user wants to talk to your institution. And on the back end, you have all the behavioral data that we're collecting. They came from the phone. They came from the IVR. They went to a mobile app. They went online. Mm-hmm. Here's what they did.
Right.
Right. And using that data and doing the same type of experience with AI and using it to understand how people are using your systems, you can do things like provide them better service. Don't give them anything that doesn't apply to them. I mean, simple things like,
sure.
you know, if all your kids are out of school, why are you're not going to talk about college programs, right? versus I have a 5-month-old. You should talk to me about that,
yeah.
right? And more importantly, to identify things like fraud, right? Using AI to more readily identify patterns of fraud, mm-hmm. anomalies, right? Not, you know, we already have some really great tools for that, but like it's another example. Wherever I can take AI and enhance what we already provide,
mm-hmm.
that's what we want to be. And so we're an omni-channel company, and we're going to place it wherever it's useful.
That's a great message to end on. Stacy, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. Thank you so much. I mean, guys, this is a topic that we could go on and on for. I find it extremely yeah. fascinating because it's like it's science fiction that meets technology, and it's real, or science that meets technology. It's really, yeah. really cool stuff.
And it's real today. That's
yeah, it's
the thing.
Real.
It's real today. And fortunately, relationships like this will help bring it to those 10,000 institutions that usually on a normal basis would not have access to the technology.
No doubt. I love to see it. I love this story. I love it how you guys are bringing it, making it affordable. So it's really, and yeah. making it then, and thus making it a reality. So really cool stuff. Stacy, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate the time. And let's chat again down the road when we're further along here. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.